This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy. Even before Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani provides full detail.
That does not mean that all U.S. troops will be leaving Iraq. There are about 2,500 or so there right now. They will shift strictly to training and advising Iraqi forces.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani speaking to reporters during an Oval Office session with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Biden said his administration remained committed to a partnership with Iraq, a relative or relationship that has been increasingly complicated by Iranian-backed Iraqi militia groups. South Korea now says that the leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. The presidential office in Seoul said President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached an agreement during several rounds of an exchange of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel Tuesday morning. The development comes amid more than a 2 years of a stalemate in U.S. diplomacy aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons. This is